is not here on behalf of the board.
Okay, Ms. Lewis, hang on just one second. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to pass this to the end of the docket for reasons I'm sure everybody is aware of. There's a lot.
Understood, Your Honor. Thank you.
Spencer, 23 CP 2741, petition for administration. All of these people here on some, given the fact that this is a guardianship case, and I could recapitulate the rule regarding guardianship cases not being open to the public. Ms. Lewis, what do you say?
Your Honor, you know, we're here just this morning on two petitions to retain counsel. I have historically not have a problem with people observing these proceedings because it's not the incapacity portion, it's the guardianship portion. That being said, I know that Mr. Bernstein, whose notice of appearance was stricken in this case long ago, and who about 20 minutes ago filed some sort of emergency motion to intervene, and who at the beginning of this hearing, frankly, had the audacity to claim that he was here representing the ward, is going to try to intervene in these proceedings. And I'm going to move Ori Tennis that you not allow him to speak. He is not an interested person. He is a defendant in the ongoing foreclosure proceedings. He is here for his own personal interests.
Well, you make a good point. So let me start by saying, Ms. Lewis, can you identify yourself for the record again? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Catherine Lewis. I'm here on behalf of the guardian, Charles Rivard.
And what about Ms. Garcia?
Ms. Garcia, Inger Garcia, I'm here on behalf of Patty Somm Jr., the daughter of the ward.
Okay, and Louisa iPad, who are you?
I'm just an observer.
Okay, and Ali Carino, who are you?
I'm just an observer, thank you.
And Lambu, Geraldine Lambu?
I'm an observer, thank you.
Okay, and Elliot Bernstein?
Yes, and sorry, Your Honor, I made a mistake. I wasn't here on behalf of Pat Somm, just in the case. I'm here as an interested person, and I already was in the case, and I was never stricken. I think she said I was stricken from this case. I can't find anything in the record of such.
Okay. We're just doing announcements for...
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Ritzema?
I am just a court watcher.
Okay, and Mr. Hall.
We all know Mr. Hall.
Mr. Hall, can you identify yourself?
My audio isn't working.
His audio isn't working.
I need everybody to identify themselves. It sounds like you just said something, Mr. Hall, so go ahead.
I just texted her.
He just texted you.
Okay, obviously he's talking to you, Mr. Bernstein.
He is.
I can hear him. So, Mr. Hall, speak, please, and identify yourself.
Hold on, let me turn my phone volume.
You were just speaking to Mr.
Kevin,
Bernstein.
Kevin, speak up. She talks through, me.
I can't.
No, talk through me. She can hear you.
Okay, my name is Kevin Hall. I'm here as an interested person to support Elliot Bernstein on this UMC.
Okay. All right, let's go forward on the petition for today.
I did send a text chat, too, because my regular audio is not working.
Okay, thank you.
So I sent a text chat in the Zoom.
Your Honor, we have two petitions that are set for this morning. One is a petition to retain the law firm of Schreiberg Page to represent the guardian in bankruptcy proceedings. And the other is a petition to have the guardian retain my firm to handle the appeal. So just to give Your Honor some background, on March 6th, Judge Parnafiello entered his final order in the motion to strike the settlement foreclosure that the guardian was prosecuting. Judge Parnafiello did strike the settlement agreement. Not only did he strike the settlement agreement, but he assessed attorney's fees against Mr. Bernstein and Ms. Garcia individually. So he also then reset the foreclosure sale. The foreclosure sale happened, but was retroactively canceled because later that day, Mr. Bernstein filed his third suggestion of bankruptcy. So we require hiring bankruptcy counsel to go to bankruptcy court, obviously, to get the suggestion of bankruptcy vacated. And I will represent to the court that the last time Mr. Bernstein filed bankruptcy, the federal bankruptcy judge found that it was a fraudulent filing. We anticipate the same is going to happen this time. And we obviously need to defend against two appeals that have been filed. Mr. Bernstein has filed an appeal of the order striking the settlement, and Ms. Garcia has filed an appeal of the order striking the settlement agreement, at least that portion that directs attorney's fees against her. I did reach out to Ms. Garcia and ask her what Patty Jr.'s objection was going to be to these petitions. I have not received an answer from her. That being said, I do think the court should take into consideration Judge Parnafiello's finding that the scheme to have Ms. Somm execute the settlement agreement was a product of undue influence. He actually found that beyond a reasonable doubt, that was the standard that he found it by, that it was perpetuated by Mr. Bernstein, Mr. Hall, Ms. Garcia, with the assistance of Patty Jr. So I can certainly understand why Patty Jr. would have a personal interest in that order being reversed on appeal, but the court should not take into consideration Patty Jr.'s personal interests. So we are asking that the court approve these petitions. The other thing that I do want to add is that there is some kind of order in the bankruptcy case that there's a response actually due tomorrow. I know the law firm of Schreiberg Page is teed up and ready to go. They have been the historical bankruptcy counsel on this case. The fourth DCA did not serve me and did not serve our older foreclosure counsel. With that, I just found out about this yesterday.
Okay. Ms. Garcia, response?
Yes, Your Honor. Today, the hearing that was agreed, and I didn't know it was on motion calendar, was the note the hearing to appoint Brad Schreiberg for the bankruptcy. And I'm gonna assume that's why Mr. Bernstein's here, since it relates to him. Okay. However, my concern and Patty Jr.'s concern about Mr. Schreiberg being the bankruptcy attorney is in the last two bankruptcy cases, Mr. Schreiberg filed false claim of liens claiming the estate had rights. And we discovered for sure, based on Mr. Sweetapple's presentations to the court in the foreclosure case, that the estate never had any rights. So that's one of the bases, but I'll be having to deal with Mr. Schreiberg to set aside the false order he got in the second bankruptcy claiming there was a fraudulent suggestion of bankruptcy, because there were two and that one wasn't used. So Patty Jr. has an issue with Mr. Schreiberg coming back in because she's already seen the proof of his fraudulent filings in two bankruptcy cases, and also would like her mother to have a lawyer present today to comment to the court on the fact that she didn't hire Mr. Schreiberg originally, and then he was hired at about the same time of the settlement when we were negotiating with him directly. So we're concerned about him coming back in when there's allegations in two prior bankruptcies of him filing fraudulent claims for an estate that we now know for sure never had any rights. That's the issue with that one for us. That's it. You can handle that how you feel fit. You can listen to Mr. Bernstein or not. It's up to you. But her position is, because he filed those fraudulent claims and claimed that that Ms. Somm Sr. signed a retainer, but it was sent to Tennessee and she wasn't in Tennessee and she never signed it. So there's issues in his representations to the court that the daughter's very concerned about, Your Honor. That's our position on that particular one to start.
Okay. What about next petition, Ms. Lewis?
Your Honor, so that's the petition to hire my firm to defend the appeal. I know that Ms. Garcia is going to make a claim that that shouldn't be heard today, and I'm going to tell Your Honor exactly what happened. When we went to set the Schreiberg petition for hearing, we offered Ms. Garcia three dates, May 1st, May 6th, May 8th. She said, I'm not available on the 1st or the 8th, so we set it on the 6th. We then asked if we could set this petition for hearing on the same day. All of a sudden, Ms. Garcia says, no, I'm traveling that day. As we can see, Ms. Garcia is in her home. I said it because, very candidly, Your Honor, and I've been a practicing attorney for 16 years, I do not say this lightly, I can't trust any word that comes out of Ms. Garcia's mouth. There is only one attorney on the Zoom here today who has now been found by two separate courts to have filed fraudulent pleadings and engaged in dilatory conduct. It's Ms. Garcia. So that's why I set this today. There are things that need to happen in this appeal. There's an order on the docket that requires a response tomorrow. The guardian has chosen to handle my firm. Certainly I can understand why Ms. Garcia doesn't want me in this case anymore, but I don't know what legitimate objection Patty Jr. has to it.
Okay, Ms. Garcia?
Okay, on the notice of appeal, there's two appeals, Your Honor, and the judge separated, by the way, the liability on attorney's fees moving forward. So first of all, any attorney that's appointed in relation to my appeal, which also includes Patty Jr., because Patty Jr. was accused of being involved in something wherein the guardian's attorney used an injunction entered in this case for proof, which I told the court over there that that was a fraudulent injunction, and I'll be filing a motion in front of you to set it aside because it's very clear. What they did is they did a temporary injunction, ex parte injunction against Patty Jr., claiming certain allegations. We went to start the hearing, and Judge Burton continued the hearing in the middle. We agreed to a 60-day extension of the temporary injunction.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. What does this have to do with my petition to hire my firm to do an appeal?
This is very important, Your Honor, and I have to make this record. Because okay. This is Dr. Patty Jr.'s position of why she objects to Kit Rosen being the appellate attorney. And I'm telling you why. They accused Patty. What they did is they made up a final injunction with findings that doesn't exist. And I have proof in the record. I'm presenting it to you, Your Honor, because you'll have the transcript from Judge Burton saying there's no findings. They made findings. They used those findings fraudulently in the foreclosure case to get this ruling, which is what I'm appealing for Patty Jr. myself. So they're using false documents over and over and over again in different cases, using different attorneys and playing games with the courts to get the findings they want. So we're concerned that if Kit Rosen, who's now going to become a party to defend in front of you for using fraudulent evidence in a foreclosure case to set aside that settlement. So however you want to handle, Your Honor, is fine, but I'm just letting you know we're not laying down for this. I'm not letting them use fraudulent evidence to get fraudulent findings.
Okay, well, I think that's a story for another day, honestly.
Let me finish. I'm sorry, Your Honor, and then I will shut up.
No, that's okay.
The bottom line is this. We're concerned about, Patty Jr. is concerned about this law firm who has done things that have not been ruled on, and I agree, but it will be, and it's not going away. It'll go to the Supreme Court, because for them to do this is entirely improperly. But the second issue becomes, you have to separate the two appeals completely, because I cannot be liable for attorney's fees for my former client. The judge entered an order that says I'm only liable for up to a certain date. And my new appeal deals with me and Patty Jr. only. Mr. Bernstein has hired his own lawyer, and they can choose whatever path they want. I do agree with a lot of their arguments, I have to say, because I was there and I watched this fraud going on in court after court after court. So however you choose, Your Honor, but it's got to be separate retainers, separate bills. And while they're doing that, they should be actually presenting to you all the money they've been collecting for the last 2 years in this case improperly. So that's okay. My position.
Okay. Ms. Lewis, response?
The only response that I have is, and I'm trying to pull up the docket, I'm almost 99% sure that it was Ms. Garcia who introduced the transcript of the injunction hearings into the foreclosure case. So I'm fairly shocked to hear her say today that that's some kind of a basis on which the court entered a fraudulent pleading. Your Honor, the court is very familiar with Ms. Garcia's game at this point in time. Everything she doesn't like is fraud, and she has had ample opportunities to appeal any judgments that were entered in this guardianship case. She has not, and in fact, she told George Parnafiello that the only reason that she hasn't done it is because she hasn't been paid enough money.
Okay, so what do you say about the issue of the petitions, the being separate accounts and separate billing?
I can do that. That's okay. Absolutely appropriate, Your Honor. I will separate out the two appeals. I think they're going to wind up being consolidated, but I can certainly prepare two separate retainers.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm granting both petitions from what I know.
Your Honor, do I get to speak?
No, you're not an attorney on this case,
I don't need to be an attorney. I had an attorney representing me.
I understand, but you're not a party to this case. Thank you.
I was an interested person in the case.
So if you could upload orders to the online systems, I'll e-serve any file.
Okay, I just want to say I'll be reporting all of you to state and federal, civil and criminal, you cunt. Hello? Do you like my ending?